Good morning, Ksenim Chayotam, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Beis, and we're learning Siman Gimel. We're discussing the issue of what's known as the Sefer Shabbos. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? As we mentioned, the opinion that the mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos is d'rabbanan, that's the Rambam Shita. We mentioned the opinion that it's mitzvah d'oraisa to Sefer Shabbos, Shita of Shita of Tosfos and others, but the amount is a short amount of time, and that which you add more than that is d'rabbanan. The third possibility is that Tosefta Shabbos is deraisa all the time that you add. Tosefta Shabbos is deraisa all the time that you add. So then we have a question. So why weren't Chazal Gozer, Shema Yechata? So Kreger suggests that even if Tosefta Shabbos is deraisa the whole time that you add, it's only a mitzvah asay. There's a mitzvah asay of Tishreshu Shabbatchem that you should be add a short time to your Shabbos. So that's not a chiyuv koros, it's not a chiyuv skilo. It's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah asay, it's a mitzvah deraisa, a person has to be careful about it. But maybe this gzera the Chazal added, Shema Yechata, which is not such a common scenario that a person will forget that it's Shabbos and stir their coals. They were only gozer during the time where there's a chiyuv lav and the koros and skilo. But the Tosefta Shabbos was only a mitzvah asay. During that time, they did not make it the gzeira of Shema Yechata. And that would be the argument why we're not concerned about it. As Nishim Zalman points out in here, he raises the question, if the old Tosefta Shabbos is the Raisa, so why aren't we worried about from the time of your Mekabel Shabbos? Why are we only worried about when the person when Banish Moshe starts. Okay. So the Chayyarim says this idea that we're suggesting, that even though it's a deraisa, the Gzeres Chazal does not apply. And it gives a Maram welcome to a Toysus in Ksubas and the Memzayan, that Omen Aleph. The Toysus talks about Tosefus Yomtiv. Tosefta Yontif is deraisa, but the issur of marrying a woman on Yomtif, which is a drabonon, doesn't apply. So the gzera drabonon of ein noisin noshim, that you can't marry a woman on Yomtif, doesn't apply during Tosefta's Yomtif. So you see this idea from Matosis that even though it's a deraisa, the gzera of Chazal, that a person might come to document what's happening, or it's the Ma'aseh Kinyan, which Chazal answered, just like Kinyanim. So these different reasons that Chazal made this gzeira of Ein Nos, you can't marry a woman on Shabbos or Yom Tov, doesn't apply during this Tosefus Zman. There's a fourth possibility how to look at Tosefus Shabbos. Which is the opinion of the Lavush. And the way some understand the Lavush, he's saying the following. He goes back to the second opinion, that the Zman of Tosefus Shabbos is a short period of time. It has to be a time which is noticeable, but not more than that. And it's going to be immediately prior to the point where the person is going to stop doing Malacha because of the concerns of the time of Shabbos. Like we explained, somewhere between 2 and 4 minutes before Banish Moshes, or before the time that you're going to stop close to Banish Moshes, is the mitzvah Tosefus Shabbos. However, that which we extend Shabbos earlier beyond that, the Lavush understands that works under the concept of neder. A person has undertaken a neder to act like a Shabbos. So the person has undertaken a neder to keep all of the Isurim of Shabbos during this period of time. That's a binding din deraisa, that a person made a neder on a Torah level. So it's binding deraisa, but not because of the mitzvah Tosefus Shabbos, but because the person's personal act of making a neder, that he's going to act like a Shabbos. The person would make that neder in the middle of the week. That would be binding. So this is binding as well. So he has an interesting approach that Tosefus Shabbos is a limited period of time, and that which we extend it more is based on the concept of neder. Kaveger brings the second and third approaches that we mentioned, that there is a difference between Tosefos Shabbos, the Raisa. The only difference is at a short period of time or at the whole time. And based on that, we gave the two terutzim that Kibbeger talks about. So this will clarify this opinion. The Chazal did not make a gzera of Shema Yechata during the time of Tosefos Shabbos. So as long as the food is going to be fully cooked by the time Ben Hashmasha starts, by the time of sunset, there's no gzera, then the person is allowed to put the food up and allow it to cook during that time without having any concerns. So that's the point of the Chayyarim, that's Halacha L'maisa. So the Chayyarim himself raises the question in Sarachian, but at the end of the day, in the Shulchan Aruch, in his language, the body of the paragraph, he follows the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Have a good day.